Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Q1 call. As we have had our annual results call already 2 weeks ago only, I keep it short and simple. Basic business overview, just to repeat it from the annual call, we achieved that we could forward all the cost increases according to the must-have level, which we see as a positive result. We received at the year-end an annual positive free cash flow at approximately zero EBIT result, and the future is backed with a record order intake. So that was the main message from the annual call. Coming to Q1 now, it's more or less proceeding as it was in Q4. So after two loss-making EBIT quarters, Q2 and Q3, we were positive on Q4, and the same we are in Q1 2023. Sales total to 168 million euros, higher than it was in the same period of the previous year, so 12%-13% higher than Q1 in 2022, partly due to, again, cost increases, but also now due to volume increases as volumes are slightly recovering, but still far off the pre-crisis level. So the basic volume is still more than 20% below 2019 production volumes in Europe. I also mentioned in the end of Q4 that, on the one hand, increases on volumes on specific parts and plants also led to capacity constraints, especially due to delivery times of necessary machinery in our biggest plant in Lohne, which is ongoing, and I mentioned it last year, 2 weeks ago already, that it will proceed the delivery times, one machine after the other, until mid of this year. Effects should be reducing, but they are still a significant impact on our bottom line. So the group EBIT in Q1 totaled to 0.2 million euro. Q1 in 2022 was comparably good. I repeat once again, Q2, Q3, we are loss-making on the EBIT level, and we are now back on the same level as it was in Q4. Aside from these capacity constraints in Lohne and the order backing we have, we are still very confident on the future as we have achieved the turnaround in the product portfolio to shift the combustion engine business, which was historically 20%-25%, into battery electric vehicles. We have very interesting product order intakes, even on the battery parts. We have good projects also in the non-automotive business. So everything which I already said at the annual results. So totally, we see ourselves in a solid strategic position. Current results are impacted, especially by this capacity constraint. And so far, we expect also on the full year a sales volume of 650 million-700 million euro, and given the current impact, also an improved EBIT margin on the full year level. So very brief, everything on Q1 so far.